You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
You're tuned into R1 News at 1. Every weekday from 1 till 2 p.m, our dedicated news team brings you the hard-hitting stories, interviews and culture pieces from across Otepoti, Dunedin.
Kia ora, this is the R1 News News Bulletin. We'll be right back with some news for you, but for now, here's Soaked Oats with a headline opinion.
Here are the R1 News at 1 headlines.
Kia ora, this is the R1 News Bulletin for Friday the 2nd of August. I'm Yana.
I'm Jemima. In Olympic news, Dunedin swimmers Erica Fairweather and Caitlin Deans have finished 8th in the women's 4x200m freestyle relay final at the Paris 2024 Olympics. New Zealand finished in 7 minutes, 55.89 seconds, with Australians coming in first, United States second, and China coming in third. New Zealand made history with the first Kiwi women to qualify for a relay final at an Olympic Games. So far, New Zealand has a total of 5 medals, 2 gold, 2 silver, and 1 bronze.
Nearing a week into the Paris Olympic Games, Australia is sitting at 4th place on the medal table, thanks to the women Olympians. In this huge first week of the Games, Australia have totaled 18 medals across the board, 4 bronze, 6 silver, and 7 gold medals, all won by females. The first gold, won by cyclist Grace Brown, followed by Ariane Titus in the 400-metre freestyle, dubbed the race of the century. Another gold for the women's 4x100-metre freestyle, as well as Australia's flag bearer Jess Fox, winning 6 individual Olympic medals and a gold in the canoe slalom. Bringing 2 more gold home were teammates Molly O'Callaghan and Kaylee McEwen, who both individually placed first in their swimming events. The 2024 Paris Olympic Games marks the first time in history where over 50% of athletes are females, and the Aussie women are showing us exactly why it should have always been this way.
In national news, a woman in Taranaki called police when she discovered what she believed was a headless body on the beach. Instead of being a dead body, it turned out to be a very realistic sex doll, Lauren Crimp of RNZ reports. Alice Cowdery had been feeling uneasy when walking her dog, as she had already found 2 dead goats on the beach just a few days prior. Cowdery noticed her dog sniffing around a form on the beach and walked closer to see what it was. She said that she could see it was definitely the shape of a torso, face down, and she said that she froze and felt sick. She could tell that it was a woman's figure, and it had fingernails and the toes were very realistic, which made it look like a human figure. Her dog did not seem overly concerned, but when Cowdery realised it had no head, she freaked out and ran down the beach to find reception to dial 111. The officers who responded were also convinced it was real when they first saw it, but then one of them nudged it with his foot, which made her realise it can't have been a body. Cowdery said that it was even more realistic when it was on its back, but you could tell, obviously, it was a sex doll. She said she was relieved but felt bad she had called the police about a doll. It took all 3 officers to drag the doll down the beach to their car as it was so heavy. Online research has shown that a doll like that was worth thousands of dollars, which is quite a major investment. It is a party trick for some people to open a bottle of beer with their teeth, but a Christchurch trio has found themselves in the hospital after swallowing the bottle caps. The New Zealand Medical Journal released information on a unique series of cases where 3 men from Canterbury ended up in the ER after accidentally swallowing the bottle tops while drunk. The men were not known to each other and none of them remembered ingesting the caps. It was suspected that ingestions took place during the rapid consumption of excess amounts of alcohol, and that interestingly, the 3 cases follow the trend of a globally published cases that is a presentation of exclusively males. The incidents all took place during a 3-month period last year in Canterbury with a 30-year-old, a 38-year-old and a 55-year-old. The ingestion of bottle caps is a rare phenomenon but can be life-threatening due to the sharp edges.
In international news, 3 men previously accused of being involved in the 9/11 terrorist attack, including the self-proclaimed mastermind of the attack on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon, have agreed to a plea deal at Guantanamo Bay in Cuba to avoid the death penalty. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, captured by the CIA in Pakistan in 2003, as well as his 2 accomplices, were transferred to a US military prison in 2006 and have been detained ever since on their suspected involvement in the attacks. In 2007, Mohammed admitted to the authorities that he was the mastermind responsible for engineering the 9/11 attacks. The then US President George Bush signed new US military power into law, with the legislation giving officials protections to use all necessary and appropriate force against any person or organisation responsible for the attacks. The CIA's decade-long manhunt for al-Qaeda founder Osama bin Laden was killed by forces in 2011, with multiple others arrested due to their ties to the terrorist group. Guantanamo Bay, originally a US naval station, was first used as an offshore detention facility for suspected war criminals in 2002. 800 people have been detained there since, yet only 30 remain at this present time. Human rights groups have repeatedly accused the CIA for using Guantanamo Bay as a site to torture and abuse prisoners, whilst also raising concerns about ongoing detentions for prisoners without receiving fair trial. The 9/11 suspects were expected to eventually face trial at Guantanamo Bay, but were continually detained with no trial on the horizon. A report released by the US Senate in 2014 revealed evidence that the CIA had tortured Mohammed multiple times whilst he was captured, extensively waterboarding him at least 183 times, and keeping him awake for more than 7 days at once. This report states that the torture that the CIA inflicted, methods that they called enhanced interrogation techniques, found that this led to poor quality information from detainees, including lies. In the guilty plea that the men received, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, Walid bin Attash, and Mustafa al-Hulsawi have been charged with 3,000 counts of murder by the US military commissions at Guantanamo Bay. According to the US Department of Defense, the men have accepted this plea deal to avoid the death penalty. In a letter sent out to families of the 9/11 victims, the Pentagon confirmed that the three men are being sentenced to life in jail.
This has been the R1 News Bulletin for Friday the 2nd of August. Today's bulletin was written by Yana Gleason and Amy Martin and read to you by Yana Gleason and Jemima Lorimer.
Those were the headlines for today on R1 News at 1. Catch up on previous R1 News wherever you get your podcasts or head to r1.co.nz/news.
That has been the bulletin for today. We'll be back very soon with a weather report. You're listening to the R1 News at 1 with Jemima and Yana. And next up for you, this is Move Yourself Away by Thorington.
The R1 News at 1 weather forecast.
Kia ora, it's been an incredibly chilly start for many in the south of Aotearoa, with many towns experiencing negative temperatures in the morning. Met Service recorded lows of negative 6 degrees in Twizel, St Arnold and Clyde, and negative 5 degrees in Ranfurly and Alexandra. However, Mount Cook took out first place with a low of negative 8.9 degrees. With this blanketing of snow, travellers and adventurers are being warned of a considerable increase in avalanches by the New Zealand Avalanche Advisory. Time is required for the snow to set, and the chief executive of the Mountain Safety Council has advised that only well-equipped and experienced people should consider backcountry travel around mountainous terrain during this time. There were no major road issues to report around the Queenstown Lakes District. However, grit has been applied to some frosty patches on the Crown Range, and drivers have been advised to drive carefully. Hard frost was recorded in central Otago with clear skies and nice sunny days. It may cause the top surface of gravel roads in the region to defrost. Whilst Met Service is predicting some frosty starts over the weekend, with nearly all South Island's main centres expected to experience freezing nights, Dunedin and Westport will still remain above zero for the next few days.
The R1 News at 1 weather forecast.
Thank you for that weather forecast today, Yana, to I think anyone driving towards central region and anywhere cold, just make sure you keep safe on the roads and drive to the conditions, because there'll be so many students travelling to Queenstown and Monica this weekend, no doubt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's good to know that we're not getting too many freezing nights here, but there has been some mediocre hail. A few days. I got hit by a bit of hail on my way back from the bar one night. Oof. And it was nice. Like, I saw some people playing with it. So, I mean, we're on the road to snow, but not enough cold weather for snow yet.
Mm.
Yeah. But anyway, that has been the weather segment of R1 News. Me and Amy will be back next Friday, and make sure to tune in at 1 p.m. every day except Mondays for your news reports. And yeah. Have a nice day, everyone.
You've been listening to R1 News at 1, here on Te Reo Irirangi Kotahi. The R1 News is uploaded daily wherever you get your podcasts, or head to r1.co.nz/news to get yourself all caught up. Additionally, you can follow R1 News NZ to keep up to date with all our newsworthy happenings.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.